Joining me tonight via telephone is a new Braunfels, Texas artist with several albums under his belt. His latest is called The Future Ain't What It Used to Be. I'd like to welcome the notably Texan, Blue Edmondson. Thanks a lot for talking with me tonight.
Absolutely, Matt. Thank you for having me.
Now, Blue's going to be performing in Commerce at the Drunken Mule this Saturday night. Blue, you grew up in Dallas. How did you end up landing in New Braunfels?
Just kind of luck, really. I'd never been down there before, but I had a couple of buddies that were hanging out down in New Braunfels one summer weekend, and they said, you know, hey, come on down. We got these new friends. We met these guys. You know, they just bought this place called the River Road Ice House. Look, I'm not doing anything. I'm a poor musician guy. You know, I just
right.
kind of started a band and stuff. So I ran down there and hung out and just fell in love with the place. And the next week, I went and bought a trailer and put it on the back of my truck and moved it down behind the River Road Ice House.
And it's kind of a great staging ground, too. It's not quite in Austin, but you're right in between sort of all these great areas to play.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. That was definitely a selling point for me, other than the fact that it was beautiful and it was small enough to where you felt comfortable, but you still had, you know, kind of some luxuries, you know, in terms of stores or restaurants or whatever, but it wasn't real huge. You didn't have to deal with traffic.
Right.
Like that. But yeah, if I need to jaunt down to San Antonio, you know, it's 20 minutes away. Austin's about 30, 40 minutes away, and boogie on down the road. It's really convenient, and it's a great place to come off the road to, too.
Now, yeah. This is kind of, I guess, an out-there question, but I wonder if you can tell me about the earliest memory of music in your life.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. I didn't grow up wanting to play music, or I had no inclination whatsoever. You know, I didn't grow up in some kind of musical family. I didn't learn how to play guitar when I was seven or anything like
okay.
that. My folks were really hardcore into music, you know, as fans, obviously, but they weren't, you know, no musicians or anything in my family. So I don't know. Earliest memory of a concert I have is seeing Ricky Skaggs at Six Flags when I was like nine or
okay.
seven or something like that.
And sure.
I remember that quite clearly. But, you know, just stuff like tagging along with my folks to, you know, different concerts and things like that. You know, there was always music around the house. They were always jamming some blues or some, you know, some Stevie Ray or some rock and roll or you know, some of the outlaw guys, like a lot of Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings type stuff. So, you know, I mean, that's kind of how I came into music. You know, I was always a really, really big fan, but I never dreamed that I'd be blessed enough to be able to do it for a living and hopefully make people smile or make people think, you know.
Right. Well, you obviously do that. Talking to Blue Edmondson tonight on Notably Texan. This is 88.9 KETR. And your first album called Southland came out back in 2001. You gained a huge following from that CD alone. And in fact, you've got a group of hardcore followers, right, that call themselves the Southland Mob. Can you tell me about that?
Really, our entire fan base. I think the fan base for this kind of music, for that matter, but ours in particular, is very rabid, very loyal, very outspoken, which is, you know, well, it's a blessing and a curse because they're not afraid to tell me what they think if I wrote a bad song or something. But they're very good to us, and they lift us up. They get the word out when we talk about shows or when a new song goes to radio. You know, our last song that was released was Blood Red Lincoln. It went to number one a couple months ago. And
yes.
We're going to have a new one come out, I think, September 12th, called the title track of a new record. And they really get out there and push it and kind of bring it to people's attention that might not otherwise know who we are or not really know the songs or anything. So
that's great.
It's a really cool thing to be part of a family like that. And yeah, everybody calls themselves the Southland Mob. You know, we're all kind of in this together. You know, it's a very grassroots kind of thing.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, where are we catching you on the road tonight? I'm assuming you're driving somewhere.
I'm actually rolling back from Houston, and I'm going to head to, I've actually got a rare night off, and then we got a bunch of band rehearsal stuff, and then we're heading to Commerce to get a little loud, make a few wrong decisions, have a few cold beers.
Very nice. Well, I'm just always curious to know where we're catching folks because it's such a mobile world these days. Now, we were just talking about Southland. That's got some memorable tunes on it, such as $50 and a Flask of Crown. I know it's a little self-explanatory, but any insight on that tune?
Well, it was the first song on the first record. It's the only song on that, or actually I wrote all but two songs on that record, and that was one of them. That song was written by a friend of mine named Matt Powell, who I was running with a lot of the time. And
okay.
It was just kind of a throwaway song that he had done, you know, that he did sometimes at parties and stuff, and he wasn't ever going to really record it, or, you know, up at that until that point. And I said, man, I really like that song, and nobody really heard it other than, like I said, maybe at a few parties, things like that. And he goes, well, if you want to cut it, go ahead. And we did. And I just blindly sent that CD when we got it manufactured out to radio. I didn't really know how to do it, so I just put an envelope, addressed it to about 50 radio stations in the state of Texas.
Okay.
Said, hey, would you please play this? And most of them didn't, but to their credit, there was a few that opened it up, listened to it, dug that first song, and started playing the heck out of it. It really kind of shot us up into a place I didn't really expect to be at that quickly. And it was a really fun ride to be on. I don't know that I handled it really as well as I probably could have or should have.
That's a favorite of a lot of your listeners out there, and let's spin that tune now. More with my guest Blue Edmondson is coming up on Notably Texan. This is 88.9 KETR.
$50 and a flask of Crown. I grab my Stetson and I pull it down. I rope the devil, ride him into town. $50 and a flask of Crown. My jeans are faded and my boots are brown. Stand for passion and I stand my ground. And ain't nothing gonna hold me down. With $50 and a flask of Crown. Mama's like your daughter's up and throw away the key. Me and the boys are drinking, feeling kind of mean. We're in the mood to hear some country sound. With $50 and a flask of Crown. Hey! Well, anything can happen on a Texas Friday night. If you don't mind your manners, you don't mind a fight. Rock and roll around with $50 and a flask of Crown. With $50 and a flask of Crown. I grab my Stetson and I pull it down. I rope the devil, ride him into town. $50 and a flask of Crown. Mama's lock your daughters up, throw away the key. Yeah, the boys are drinking, feeling kind of mean. We're going looking for some country sounds. $50 and a flask of Crown. Got $50 and a flask of Crown.
That was Blue Edmondson with $50 and a flask of Crown. And Blue joins me tonight via telephone on Notably Texan. This is your station, 88.9 KETR. Now, there was a long stretch, Blue, between your debut and your sophomore albums. I wondered if I could inquire about that.
It wasn't really planned. We were running so hard and playing, you know. I mean, I still play anywhere from 175 to 200 nights a year. And so it was busy, you know, and I was kind of caught up in doing other things and,
sure.
and going through life and getting kicked around and getting back up and that kind of thing. And I didn't really have writer's block. I just didn't have the will or the energy to sit down and do it. So finally, I just woke up one day and I kicked myself and said, look, you know, you're lucky to be able to do what you do. Now start doing your job and try to do it well. And I wish I had a reason for it, but it was just exhaustion,
sure.
a little bit of laziness, and kind of a little apprehension as to what to do next, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I'm certainly not trying to dig too deep on that. I was just, you know, really curious, and people might not know exactly, you know, if they look at your discography, they might wonder about the big gap there. But hey, we're absolutely thrilled that you've, you know, come back with all of the fury that you have. You know, you followed up with albums in 2007 through 2010. Your latest, again, is called The Future Ain't What It Used to Be, which is a great, I've always loved that quote. I can understand why you'd choose that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great quote. Some people know it, a lot of people don't. It makes sense as the title of this record, for sure. You know, because I wanted to do was basically write 10 or 11 stories, but in those stories were just glimpses of life. And so when you say the future ain't what it used to be, I mean that. It's funny that even looking back at my own life, I'm sure your listeners and even you can look back and go, man, you know, if I hadn't have done this,
right,
I would have ended up in a totally different place. Or if I hadn't run into this guy from high school at that exact time at the grocery store or whatever, you know. Some people may have never met their wives or their ex-wives, as it might have been, or had, you know, been able to find that job or, you know, whatever the case is.
Absolutely. It really does apply to so many things. And again, I can absolutely see why you'd go with that. Good choice on the title there. I was thinking we could spend...
Thank you.
We could spin a couple of cuts from your latest, and you mentioned this earlier, very hot tune for you is Blood Red Lincoln. Any backstory on that tune?
Along with the rest of the album, I wanted to just kind of capture a moment in time. And Blood Red Lincoln was me looking back to kind of field parties of my youth, of my high school days, college days. And, you know, I kind of wanted to put the listener kind of like hovering over this scene. Like, what are we looking at? What's going on? And looking back on those days, how great they were, but also all the things that were going on that I didn't even realize. You know, I mean, you look over to your left, let's say, and there's two guys fighting. You look over to your right, and there's two people making out. You look over to behind you, and there's a couple that's been going out their entire high school career or college career, and they're breaking up, you know. And then there's new love being found, and new love dying, and there's friendships being made, lifelong friendships in some cases. It's just kind of overall the feeling of what those nights were back then.
Those are the profound words of Blue Edmondson, our guest tonight on 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan, and here's Blood Red Lincoln.
Shaking hard, the boys are going crazy. You'll get loose, and I'll get hazy. Hold on tight, it's the Hallelujah Rodeo. When your life seems dirty and strange, just one dance can make it all change. And we'll bust up the night till the stars come tumbling down. Everybody smiling, steady been drinking, suicide doors on a blood red Lincoln. Some get saved, but some get lost, running from a broken heart. But there's love and music in the air tonight. The Comanche moon rises full and bright. Souls are on fire, some get born. Baby, don't let me go. And low, your heart is beating faster, ready to blow. Fireflies burn up the night to the beat of the band. In this world full of strangers gunning for you, and faithless promises that don't come true. Your kiss, your hope, this night is everything. When your life seems dirty and strange, just one dance will make it all change. We'll bust up the night till the stars come tumbling down, down, down. Everybody smiling, steady been drinking, suicide doors on a blood red Lincoln. Some get saved and some get lost, running from a broken heart. But there's love and music in the air tonight. The Comanche moon rises full and bright. Souls are on fire,
everybody out there. This is Blue Edmondson. You're listening to Notably Texan on 88.9 KETR.
She had a smile that would make you put your faith in the Lord. She was the unspoken truth I was looking for. I was a bitter-hearted twister. I was a refugee. And just a scared little boy lost at sea. She said she kissed my lips and she just knew. And in her sunset eyes I saw it. World has a way of breaking you down. Till the fire that burned down can't be found. I guess no one really knows the price that's paid. And there ain't no heart that goes scot-free. I hear the bells ringing from far away. I cannot say. I guess she lost her faith when I lost my way. Though I loved her more than I dreamed I could. A coward now stands where her hero stood. I guess no one really knows the price that's paid. From far away, and the future ain't what it used to be.
Tuned to 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan. My guest tonight is Blue Edmondson, who's going to perform Saturday night in Commerce at the Drunken Mule. Now, I've noticed, Blue, that your lyrics a lot of times deal with love and relationships. And do you find yourself kind of pulling from personal experience, I would assume, when you pen these songs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little dishonest if you don't. I think our fans, our listeners in particular, but I think overall, in terms of music, I tend to take it really seriously just because I believe in it, because I believe in the power of what it is that the music can deliver to any listener in particular. And every song that I write obviously isn't going to be pulled directly from an experience that I had, but there's
sure.
There's definitely parts of me in every single one, you know, parts of my past, my history. It might be just one line. It might be the entire song, you know, but it'd be absolutely biographical. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can be honest with yourself as a writer or with your listeners if you don't have something on the line. I tend to get pretty personal when I do talk about relationships and that kind of thing, because look, the world turns on that kind of stuff, you know, and there ain't anything greater in this planet than love, you know, than real, truly that feeling, and there's nothing worse than that misery of when it goes away.
Right.
So, you know, throughout the age of man, since music was invented, that is and always will be the one subject that will never, you know, it will never die out. You know, people are always going to write about it.
No question there. Now, you mentioned earlier that you're sometimes on the road, you know, maybe 200 days a year, well, on the road, you know, gigging. That doesn't leave a lot of time for a personal life.
You know, look, it's a kind of a catch-22, and that's why I have so much experience to write some of this stuff.
Right.
To pull it from, you know, I mean, it's the road that keeps me alive, and it's the road that sometimes kills some things that I really rely on too, and so yeah, it's difficult, especially for me in particular, just because of my personality and the way I am. But I have a lot of friends, a lot of very very close good friends that they're able to do it, able to pull it off, and they have wonderful, beautiful families and marriages or relationships or whatever, you know. And I tend to throw myself into what I do, and I'm kind of married to this, you know, which isn't always going to be the way, you know. I mean, it's not a permanent thing. But it's very difficult, yeah, to forge, and not just romantic relationships, friendships. You know,
sure.
I don't get to see my family all that, you know, nearly as much as I'd like to, that kind of thing. So it's difficult, you know, when you're doing it all yourself and when you're really just hustling and you're trying to get things out to the people. Because, you know, look, we're somewhat known, certainly in Texas and in the South.
Right.
But we're going places like New York City and Seattle and Minnesota and the Midwest, West Coast, and places like that, doing it all our own, where radio doesn't play us out there. You know, they don't know, have a clue who we are. So it's all word of mouth. It's all internet. It's just friends of friends going, dude, you've got to see these guys.
Yeah.
And we kind of build it that way. You know, we go one place the first time and 100 people show up because they're either ex-Texans or they're into the scene or they heard from their friends. They got to check it out. And hopefully we do a good enough job that 5-6 months later when we come back, there's 300. You know, they told everybody. And that's really the way this scene exploded. It was all word of mouth. And hopefully, if we do our job everywhere we stay, everywhere we, you know, stop, play, then it kind of goes from 300 to 1,000, and then 1,000 to 2,000. You know, I mean, that's just the way we do things.
It's an amazing thing, the power of, you know, friendship, social networking, and everything that we got going on these days. It's a great
sure.
way, great way
Absolutely.
To get the word out there. I want to get the notes of your songs back on the air here. Let's spin a couple more from the future, what ain't what it used to be. How about Believe in Me and Black and White? I think those are some pretty good examples of your range on the album.
Okay, yeah, great.
Here's music by tonight's guest, Blue Edmondson, on 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan.
Talk. I know you think I'm crazy, baby. Why run when we can walk? There's something building fast, something I can't explain. Like we got the world on our back, marching through a hurricane. Solitary tear, and my heart skips a little beat when you say, let's get out of here.
Texas fried music smothered in gravy, notably Texan.
On your station, 88.9 KETR.
Lay down, Mom, and get some rest. Ain't much more that you can do. We're gonna lose the house. Pop ain't coming back. God and luck, Mom, will see us through. I'm almost 18, school ain't working out. Never did much for me anyhow. I'm gonna find some work, there's gotta be life left in this town. I beat the street all day long, they all got death in their eyes. There ain't no work and it don't look good, we gotta compromise. There was a man last week down at the school with a real nice uniform. Said I could sign my name and be reborn. Some folks live in the black and white, folks like us surviving the gray. There's a voice out in the distance that says we're gonna be okay. So keep that cross around your neck and remember what we say. All good things come with the light of day. I'm gonna pack you up and send you out to Uncle Jack's near Abilene. He said they put you up till I get back, though I don't know when it'll be. Don't you cry or worry too bad, I'll be a lion from a lamb. Trust me, Mama, this ain't no Vietnam. Some folks live in the black and white, folks like us surviving the gray. There's a voice out in the distance that says we're gonna be okay. So keep that cross around your neck and remember what we say. All good things come with the light of day. Downtown to meet the bus. Today I'm bound for Caroline. Keep me deep in your heart and know you live in mine. Some folks live in the black and white, folks like us surviving the gray. There's a voice out in the distance that says we're gonna be okay. So keep that cross around your neck and remember what we say. Good days come with the light of day.
So, Blue, what do you have in the works right now that we can look forward to? I know that you're constantly on the road.
A whole bunch of stuff, actually. Of course, touring. We're finishing details on doing a week-long trip to Italy, do some shows out there, parts of Western Europe. I'm kind of finalizing some ideas on what I want to do for the next project. I'm thinking just, you know, don't quote me on it, but I'm thinking maybe doing a double record, this next one coming out, of some of the, I think it might be some of the deeper cuts off of records from the past, along with, you know, a handful of new ones. And then the second record that'll come out with it will be more of kind of a stripped down acoustic kind of thing of all new material. I don't know if that's really going to happen, but
okay.
I'd like to. That would be a lot of fun, I think, for me. I could go on for hours about all this stuff that's kind of going on and what could happen and what might not happen. I don't know what I should say and what
I
not.
Understand.
I understand. I don't want people to be like, that's awesome, and then not pull off, and then I look like an idiot. You know, just running and hustling, touring, and the new single will come out September 12th. It's going to be the featuring what it used to be, the title cut.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes, and then, you know, writing a lot. That's it.
Awesome, man. Where can folks find you online?
I'm all over the place. Twitter, of course, Blue Edmondson. You can just Google it. It's B-L-E-U. That's how you spell my first name. So Twitter, Facebook, you know, all over the, you know, there's a million different sites and a million different ways. iTunes, you can get our music there. Wherever you go to get music, really, you know, we'll be there. And if you Google B-L-E-U, I come up before blue cheese in the world. So
hey.
I'm big time.
Congratulations.
I'm the first one that Google spits out, so it shouldn't be too hard to find me.
That's exciting when you discover that, you know.
Well, exactly right.
You've made it, man.
No doubt.
Blue's going to appear in Commerce on Saturday night at the Drunken Mule. The show is ages 18 and up, and doors open at 8. Man, this has been great to have you on the show for the first time, and I hope we can have you back and talk about maybe your next album.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I appreciate you taking the time and let me visit a little bit, and anything I can do in the future, man, just let me know.
Thanks again for joining us. Blue Edmondson, my guest on tonight's Notably Texan.